I've just tweeted a picture of me in a high-vis vest. Gotta love a high-vis vest.
As a material girl.
As a very material girl.
Yellow.
The material being a yellow man-made fibre, standing on a floor of what will be the first Macy's outside of the US. And as we were just discussing, I've been wandering around the construction site for Al Maria Central, which is the new mega mall being built in Abu Dhabi. They have just topped out. And so I drove down there yesterday to speak to the managing director of Golf Related, Dan Perry, about the project. And it's going to be the first Macy's outside the US, as I said. In this interview, you'll hear me refer to a man named Ken Himmel, who is one of the big names in retail in the US. He's a bit of a New York legend. He's from Golf Related. We spoke to him a while ago. So that's who I'm referring to, back to that interview in September, when I bring up some of the numbers that Ken has said to us. But talking about this project, and I wanted to know the ins and outs of how it's going to work, I had to actually start off quite embarrassingly by asking Dan what topping out actually meant.
I was going to say, does that mean just putting a lid on it, putting a roof on it?
He's going to tell you right now.
Topping out means that the highest floor of the mall has been poured with concrete. So far we've done our four levels of parking, we've built the four levels of the main mall, and we're in the process of putting the roof on.
Give me some numbers. How big is this going to be in terms of floor space, in terms of brands, everything when it's finished?
So the entire mall, which includes the Galleria, is around 500 stores and about 2 million square feet. So of that, we've got about 100 F&B outlets and 400 retail stores, plus the two department stores.
How much parking are you going to have?
We will have around 7,000 car spaces. So we've got 3,000 directly connected under Almaria Central, and there's a further 4,000 that connect into Almaria Central and the Galleria.
So who are you actually targeting with this mall? Who do you want to shop here?
So one of the things we've done when we set up the mall is did our original study with Urbis. And that showed within Abu Dhabi there's about $13 billion of retail spend per annum. Not all of that spent in Abu Dhabi. And one of the things we are targeting is to make sure that spend stays in Abu Dhabi. Within a 5-kilometre radius, which is the most densely populated part of Abu Dhabi, we've got about $3 billion of spend. So within 5 kilometres, there's a lot of people who spend on retail, and that really is our core customer.
Talk to me about the biggest challenge that you've had so far putting this mall together.
I don't think there's any single challenge, but one of the things we did do, we started with good research to find out what people in Abu Dhabi wanted. We then bought the land. We then talked to our tire to sign out Inca Deals, which is the two department stores. And then we got the financing through ADCB. So we've got everything done, and then we awarded the contract to start building the mall.
So you looked at the demographics first, and what were you looking for?
We wanted to see what the gaps were. You know, we wanted to see, why do people still go to Dubai? What are people missing in a mall? And we started with that question and built the mall up from there.
You described it to me when we were walking around. You said, this is a vertical mall. What does that mean?
Vertical mall is a mall of three or more levels. We're a four-level mall. It's what you often see in Asia, or Australia for that matter, and what Related's currently doing at Hudson Yards in New York. One of the things you need to do is make sure that people can access the different levels easily. And one of the things we always focus on, it is the young mothers of Abu Dhabi who have the strollers, as we affectionately call the stroller army. It's getting them up and down the mall so they're not waiting 5 minutes to go from floor to floor, which is why we've built so many elevators into the project.
Why build a vertical mall here, though, when, let's face it, it's not like there's shortage of room to go horizontal? We're not going to run out of sand where you are. Why do that? Why build what is effectively quite a short mall?
We wanted a mall that was convenient. We want a mall that's easy to navigate. You can get up and down and around and across in comfort and without being exhausted. And that's something new to the region, which we think is going to be very successful.
Are you going to have an e-commerce offering at all for the mall?
We won't directly have an e-commerce offering. E-commerce is something that is a big part of retail. It's something that more and more retailers are launching. What you will see is a lot of click and collect in future. I know Bloomingdale's and Macy's are creating special click and collect outlets, so you can go online, look at what you want, have it at the store, come into the store, try it on. If you don't like it, you can immediately exchange it or return it. Or if you like it, you can take it home with you.
You're technically in a free zone here. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, so Almaria Island is part of Abu Dhabi Global Markets, which is a financial free zone unlike any other one in Abu Dhabi. It means that we have our own set of laws, civil laws, which are published through ADGM. It allows brands coming to the region to explore with us, coming in and setting up directly. Now, for retail, that's not necessarily the best way to do it, or the chosen path, but for the F&B operators, it allows us to get a lot of exciting brands and work with a lot of individual and creative individuals.
So a lot of those brands won't need to, or will have the option not to have local partners?
Correct. They won't need to create local partners and have a local distribution network.
Talk to me about your lease rates at the moment. Where are you?
So in September we announced that we were 50% leased. We're currently working on around 180 deals, which will bring us to about mid-80s. We plan to announce that middle of the year.
Okay, when we spoke to Ken Himmel back in September, he was saying that you guys wanted to be 75% leased by the end of the year. Are you there?
We're not there yet, but we're getting close.
What's going on then? Is there a delay?
I think things generally take a little longer in the current market. You know, retail has taken a downturn in the region and globally, so people are a little more cautious about what's happening in the market and in Abu Dhabi. And it's one of those things where we work with the retailers and explain our project. Our project is fully financed. It has a construction contract. And it's a real project.
And that was Dan Parry, the Managing Director for Commercial at Golf Related. A man who, it must be said, has the best cufflinks for anyone I've ever seen working in construction.
You've just shown me a picture of his cufflinks and they're like the ends of tape measures. It's perfect. Absolutely
brilliant.
Yeah, they look great. Fantastic.
I've just tweeted, how strange is this? I just said to him, can you just hold up your wrists for me? I need to take a photo. I've just tweeted a picture of his cufflinks. They're brilliant. Yeah. If you work in construction, you can apparently get them from Paul Smith.
Really? So, yeah, nice job with the building of Macy's and all that stuff. But, you know, let's talk about the cufflinks.
Yeah, totally. Let's talk about your accessories. Women get this all the time.